and welcome to UX Shortcast. Every day, I handpick the hottest articles from the last 24 hours to bring you the coolest and most exciting updates. Get ready for a quick yet catchy snapshot of what's new and buzzing in user experience. Ready to get inspired? Let's jump in. Today on April 25th, I have the pleasure of inviting you to another episode of UX Shortcast. The article, Three Ways to Reduce Time to Magic Moment, discusses strategies to quickly engage users with a product, focusing on examples from Loom, Canva, and Otter.ai. The key points are, 1. Social proof. Use testimonials, ratings, or logos to build trust. For instance, Otter.ai displays a user's positive feedback right on the signup page to reassure new users. 2. Personalized copy. Tailor the product information to fit different user needs. Loom asks users about their intended use, work, education, personal, to provide relevant benefits, enhancing the connection. 3. Effective imagery. Use visuals to demonstrate the product's ease and effectiveness. Canva, for example, uses images early in the registration process to show how simple and collaborative the design tool is. These techniques help create immediate value perceptions, encouraging quicker user engagement and reducing the dropout rate during initial interactions. The article titled Analyzing Wild's Email Flow, From Free Product to Sale, delves into a marketing strategy where a company called Wild offers free products, only charging for shipping. This tactic is designed to attract customers with an initial low-cost offer, hoping they'll continue to buy more products later. The review highlights that while the product received was satisfactory, the follow-up communication aimed at encouraging a second purchase was unclear and somewhat disappointing. This breakdown in the email strategy presents a missed opportunity for Wild to capitalize on initial customer interest. Essentially, the piece underscores the importance of not just drawing in customers with deals, but also effectively guiding them towards further purchases. The article titled, This Thorn in Our Foot Called Portfolio, dives into the challenges and evolution of UX, user experience design education, particularly in boot camps like Thinkful. Initially, these programs focused heavily on making sure students could create portfolios that wouldn't get them rejected in job applications, primarily to avoid legal issues over tuition refunds. Over time, the content of these portfolios became too standardized, not fully preparing graduates for the real-world messiness of business problems. The industry saw a boom with the rise of remote work during the pandemic, but this led to an oversupply of junior UX designers and a subsequent tightening of job market requirements. The article suggests that the focus may have been too narrow, not fostering enough creativity or business sense in new designers. Now, as the market shifts again, particularly with new technologies like AI, there's a growing appreciation for more well-rounded, adaptable skills in UX design. The piece ends by encouraging newcomers to the field to continue refining their skills and to stay resilient in the face of industry shifts. The article titled, AI Wants a Communication-First Design Paradigm, discusses how artificial intelligence, AI, should be designed with a focus on communication rather than just providing information. It suggests that AI, like the technology used in ChatGPT, should interact more like a conversation partner rather than a simple search engine. This means AI should be able to understand and respond to questions in a way that feels more natural and human-like. The idea is to make AI not just spit out facts, but engage in a back-and-forth dialogue, helping users refine their queries and understand information more deeply through conversation. This approach can make AI more useful and relatable as it evolves to handle more complex interactions. The article titled, Nudging as a Professional Design Method, explores how designers can subtly influence people's decisions through clever design choices. This concept, known as nudging, involves setting up the environment so that people are more likely to make certain choices, often without even realizing it. For example, By setting a specific option as the default choice, designers can steer people towards making that choice because many will not bother to change it. Another method is framing, where the way information is presented highlights certain aspects to guide decisions in a particular direction. This approach is used in various fields like marketing and public policy to encourage smarter decisions about health, wealth, and happiness. Thank you for listening, and I invite you to another dose of knowledge tomorrow.